It's an issue that doesn't get much play in political campaigns, but it could have major impacts on how Bloomington and Normal governments operate for decades to come. We're talking about pensions for police and firefighters. Local governments have to pay them. Their costs keep rising, and they could soon crowd out funding for core services. Eric Stock talks with Bloomington and Normal council candidates and finds they don't have many answers.
The candidates acknowledge public safety pensions are a problem. They say they have to talk about it.
I would certainly be willing, you know, to have those conversations.
We have to be able to continue talking with one another in a way that people don't walk away in a huff.
To the extent we choose not to fund it in a given year, it increases the need to do even more in subsequent years.
That was Bloomington City Council candidate Tom Crumpler, council incumbent Molly Ward, and Normal Town Council candidate A.J. Zimmerman. But solutions are hard to come by. The town of Normal has restructured some debt and paired sales tax money with the property tax revenue to cover pension payments, but that's a stopgap. Bloomington also uses mostly property tax money to pay those pensions, and it uses utility tax surpluses. But the city projects that reserve will be wiped out in 2 years. The city's police and fire pension costs are projected to jump 17% next year. Bloomington Council candidate Patrick Lawler says the city is reasonably well positioned to handle pension cost spikes, at least in the short term.
We have built up our reserves a lot in recent years. The general fund is in great shape. And so I think as we go forward, we just need to try to kind of maintain kind of the financial position we have.
Bloomington Council candidate Nick Becker takes a more dim view of the city's fiscal management. He says police and fire must come first.
I believe we have an obligation that we haven't met. And as a person, you know, I make a commitment, I meet my obligation.
Bloomington's budget policy is to fully fund public safety pensions by 2040. That's better than the state mandate of 90% funded in 2 decades. The city is only about 50% funded now. One way to boost funding is to raise more revenue. None of the council hopefuls suggest higher taxes are a solution. Normal Council incumbent Scott Preston says Illinois' property taxes are already too high. He says the town must find a way to keep it from getting higher. Several council hopefuls say local government will simply have to spend less on other things to meet those obligations. Town of Normal Council candidate Steve Haar says the town could cut business incentives and stop hiring consultants.
The town needs to get their unnecessary and out-of-control spending under control.
Haar says public safety pensions should also move from a defined benefit model for new hires. Normal Council candidate Carl Seela says the town has to separate needs from wants. In Bloomington, council hopeful Jim Fruin says it's time the city have a hard conversation with the public.
Is there anything we can give up? Off the top of my head, I would say I don't see anything the public is willing to give up.
Fruin suggests the city could explore privatizing trash and recycling services as a way to save money. The city has looked into it in the past, but decided against it. Bloomington Council candidate Willie Halbert says the city has to get creative, and that includes negotiating with the police and fire unions to save money. Bloomington Council candidate Kelby Cumston poses a long-term answer. He says the city could cut its public safety pension bill by taking some cops off the streets and replace them with social workers to handle mental health calls.
And I do think with that would lead to having less police officers on the force. And so I do think that there would be savings long-term and liability savings as well for the city long-term.
Several council candidates say public safety pensions are a problem Springfield should fix. Normal Council incumbent Kevin McCarthy says he has lobbied for the state to extend what he calls an arbitrary 2040 deadline for 90% funding on public safety pensions. McCarthy says then-Governor Bruce Rauter was against it. He says Governor J.B. Pritzker seems willing to listen.
Well, the tune is changing. We have a different administration who's sensitive to what's going on in municipal governments and the burden we have for the pensions, and that must get addressed. It has to.
McCarthy says the legislature has offered some help. In 2019, the state consolidated hundreds of public safety pensions. The move is expected to increase investment returns. Normal Town Council incumbent Kimberly Cummings says she also wants to see the 2040 funding deadline extended. Retirees are also living longer. Cummings says that's another reason public pension costs are so high.
We need to seriously take a look at, do we change retirement age? I think that's something to, you know, and that's not just for the town. That's something more out of even federal level to have the conversation.
Normal Council candidate Brad McMillan also says the town should push state lawmakers to make changes. And several council candidates didn't venture a guess for how to fix the problems. Bloomington's Sheila Montney and Normal's Donna Tony both said they need to do more research on the issue. Election Day is April 6th. I'm Eric Stock.
Normal Town Council candidate David Paul Blumenschein has not responded to repeated requests for an interview. Learn more about all the candidates in Bloomington Normal municipal races in our voter guide at WGLT.org.